Okay, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end, amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. So we're in the middle of volume 35, 1-2, 1938, on page 12. My daughter. Everything that the creature does in my divine will is first formed in heaven. So think about that. It's all been planned by God. He knows what we're going to think, what we're going to say, we're going to do. And he's asking us to cooperate with him. It's already been planned. It's formed in heaven. This formation is very important. The eternal day that knows no nighttime. The entire celestial court is already aware that the creature of the earth has taken refuge in her celestial fatherland, and that it is already hers. So that's Louisa, and that's where we want to be with Louisa. She's already in the celestial fatherland. But Jesus says, but to do what? To enter into the center of the fiat. This is what God is asking of us to do. And to call its power. Come, divine will. Enter into the fiat. Fuse yourself in the fiat. Make sure you do that every day. Call its power, come divine will, with its creative virtue, in order to give the divine will the opportunity to operate in every one of our acts. Come divine will, breathe in my breathing. Come divine will, walk in my walking. You're washing the dishes. Come divine will, wash in my washing. You're sweeping the floor. Come divine will, sweep in my sweeping. You want to give that opportunity to have the divine will operate in that act that you're doing. Oh, how much love the soul is welcomed, not only by the divine volition, but also by the sacrosanct Trinity. They draw her so close to themselves. They pour their balm over her act. They blow that breath, that Ruah of God, into it with their creative power, forming such great wonders out of that act that the whole of heaven feels such divine joy, such divine happiness, as to make the celestial regions resound with a harmonious voice. Voices saying, thank you, for you have given us the great honor of being spectators of your will operating in the act of Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa. The all of heaven is saying, we see an act of God happening. How can that be? Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Jesus is doing it. All of heaven says, we see Jesus again breathing in that soul. That soul has allowed Jesus to breathe in their breathing. And that's just a simple thing. Washing my washing, dancing my dancing, singing my singing, whatever you do. So heaven is flooded with a new joys and a new contentment in such a way that all remain obliged and grateful and call her, Louisa, call us linked to Louisa, are welcomed. You're welcomed to come into the kingdom of heaven. This, more than a celestial creature, feels loved backed by God, a double love, and she feels inundated with new seas of graces. And just as she rises up to heaven as the bearer of her acts, letting God form wonders in them, so does she descend again, becoming the bearer of all that God has operated in her acts, flooding the earth and investing the whole of creation, so that all mankind may receive the glory and the joy of the marvels that the divine fiat has operated in the act of this soul, the act of Louisa, and now in the act of us. You have to understand, you're not going to see this. Jesus says, you're going to see everything in heaven. It basically says, trust me, believe in me, hope in me. Watch what I'm going to do. And if we believe in Jesus, we believe what he's saying to Louisa. Volume 35, 322, 1938. Therefore, the children of our fiat shall serve the necessity of our divine love. By my divine love feels the need to pour itself out. It's funny. Feels the need to pour itself out. Otherwise, we feel suffocated inside our own flames. The Sacred Heart is suffocated. It can't give this outpouring of love to anyone. Nobody wants it. Here's the necessity of the little children of our holy divine will. This is why God is calling us to enter into this gift. As a continuous outpouring of our love, we, triune God, shall put them, the little children, in our same condition of feeling the need to pour out their love with us. That's why we live. We're living to adore God and to praise God and to love God and to glorify God and to worship God. And then we, triune God, shall pour out our divine love into each other. It's breathing in and breathing out, breathing in and breathing out, the waves of the shore. Just as creation started as an outpouring of divine love of ours, in the same way, we, triune God, shall fulfill creation together with our children in an outpouring of love. These children of ours shall serve to complete glory of all of creation. They'll be the complete glory of all creation, the ultimate of all creation. It's God. Why did God create us? So that we can praise him and love him and glorify him as he praises and loves and glorifies himself. He is so beautiful, so holy, so perfect. He wants us to participate in that. Therefore, the children of our fiat shall serve to make us, triune God, fulfill our divine will in them. And this is why they shall be our glory, God says. Our triumph, God says. Our victory, God says. They shall be our true children, who should not only carry our divine image, but the life of our celestial Father himself as their own life dwelling in them. Image and likeness. These children of ours shall be our life, our heavens, our sons, and how we, triune God, shall delight in creating in them the winds that blow divine love, the seas that murmur, I love you, I love you, I love you. We, triune God, shall find everything in the little children the holy divine will. There shall be no difference between heaven and earth. That's what's coming. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. This is the fulfillment of the Our Father. They shall form one single thing for us, whether we keep them with us in heaven or with us on earth. Now, my daughter, that until guilt, until sorrow begins in the creature. Okay, what does that mean? When you pray and you should be doing an act of contrition every night. Oh my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended you, and I detest all my sins. Every thought, every word, every deed. I detest all my sins because of your just punishment. But most of all, because I have displeased you, my God. I've sinned against you, my God. And I firmly resolve with the help of your grace not to sin again. This sorrow, the guilt turns into sorrow. It's to say, you know, there for the grace of God, go I. I mean, we really can't condemn anybody. I mean, all of us have been, every one of us has been in a situation where, you know, heaven was very far from us. And God wants us to recognize that he alone is merciful. He alone is good. He alone is holy. And what happened is until guilt, sorrow begins in the soul, everything is in my divine will. But as the guilt and sorrow begins, so do the tears, the pains of this celestial mother, the divine will. The tears and the sorrow are wanting to repair and redo everything that we thought, said, and did. You know, it's when you're going to see, when you get to heaven, you're going to see that just yelling at somebody, it caused a ripple effect to affect not just the person that you screamed at, but everyone that person dealt with from that point on. That's just yelling. That's why Jesus says, you know, you'll face the fires of Gehenna just for, you know, being angry. Again, the tears and the sorrow, the pains, you know, is what God is asking us to recognize. Not false tears, not alligator tears, but true sorrow that, you know, that we never, ever want to sin again. You know, and tell the children to hate sin as God hates sin. That's what God is asking of us. Oh, how it cries over its child, but it does not leave him. Its love binds him to live in that creature in order to give her life, although it feels its divine life as though being suffocated. It may be not even known or loved. The love of my divine will is so great that it follows the soul regardless of any offense to make a surprise of love and save its child. This is volume 35. If you haven't read this Last Surprise of Love, print it out for those who have lost someone that was close to them, especially a soul that was far from God. And listen to what Jesus says. He says this. I mean, there's more to this. It's a whole page. He says, our goodness and our love are such that we try all ways. We use all means to snatch the soul from sin, to place the soul in safety. And if we do not succeed during the life of that soul, we, triune God, make the last surprise of love at the moment of the soul's death. This gives great comfort to those who have died. What Jesus tells Louisa, this in volume 35 here, 322, 1938. There's a whole page after this of the last surprise of love. This is a wonderful thing to give to those who have lost a dear one, a close one who was not living close to God, not being part of the church. And it brings great comfort. And you could print that up and give that to souls who are in great mourning. Volume 36, 6, 2, 26, 1938. The human will, together with mine, shall have human legs but divine feet. Now, this is what's interesting. God is going to do everything. He says that's what St. Louis de Montfort says. They're going to be the greatest souls in the history of the church, and it's nothing that they have done but what God has done for them. So listen to this. They shall have human legs but divine feet. Jesus, run in my running. They shall make it run on the way of good without ever tiring. They shall have human arms but divine motion, providing the virtue of doing the greatest works, and it makes it most like its creator, like its God. With our divine motion, it shall embrace eternity and shall keep us always corded and tightly close to its heart. United to our divine will, it shall have a human mouth, but a word and a voice that shall be divine. Oh, how well we shall speak of our divine supreme being. In sum, it shall have a pupil of our eye, so that looking at all created things, it shall recognize in all created things our divine life, our divine love. That's why we say, Jesus, gaze in my gazing. Let me see what you see. Let me hear in your hearing. Let me hear what you hear. Let me hear the I love yous. Let me see the I love yous. Let me smell the I love yous. Let me taste the I love yous. And the way to love us. United to our divine will, it shall have a divine mind that shall feel a sort of innate knowledge. It shall form the man in order, all in the order of his creator. Everything shall turn into good, or better still, there is no good that he, the soul, shall not possess by living in our divine will. Our divine will means the true failure of all evils, of all misfortunes. And it calls back to life all goods since it possesses their source. Do you see what God is doing? He's asking us to participate in this. Volume 36, 630, 1938. No, you must know this, Louisa, my daughter. As I, God, came to earth, my love never gave me rest. As soon as I was conceived, I began to form. This forming is very important for us. Form many ways that serve to help the creatures come to me. As I was forming these ways, I stretched them out without detaching myself from them. I remained as the center from which each of them started. Therefore, every act, every word, every thought, every step were ways of divine light, divine sanctity, divine love, divine virtue, and divine heroism that I, Jesus, was forming, so that in every act that the creature does, she might find the way to come to me. Excuse me. At the head of these innumerable ways, I put my divine will as queen, because while I put myself in waiting at every crossroad to receive the soul in my arms, but many times I wait in vain. So he's showing us that the divine will is not only the life of God, it's the life of the queen. My love does not give me peace or rest, so I put myself on the soul's way in order to reach the soul, at least halfway, to find the soul. I invest the act of that creature so I myself may become her act and her way. Then With exuberant love, I, God, cover the soul, hiding the soul in my love. I, God, cover the soul with my very acts to the extent that I find myself in the soul. I, God, carry the soul to keep her safe in the arms of my divine will. Therefore, every thought of the creature has the way to my thought. Every word, every work has the way of my works. Every thought, every steps. If she suffers, she has the way to my life of suffering. If she wants to love me, she has the way of my love. I surround the creature with so many of my ways that they can't escape me. And if someone does escape me, I, God, become delirious. I, God, run. I fly to reach that soul. I stop only when I find the soul and enclose him in my ways so as not to let him go again, not to lose him again. You can't. God wins. God wins. The gates of hell will not prevail against my church. God wins. But God has to give to everybody what they want. You have to understand this. What do you want? Jesus says, take as much as you want, 30, 60, or 100-fold. Whatever you want, it's yours. But you got to prove to Jesus that you want this. How do you prove to Jesus you want the divine will? To learn what it's about. Don't read 3 pages and say, ah, it's not for me. Or 2 chapters, ah, it's not for me. You haven't read anything. The 10th time you've read all 36 volumes, you're going to go, I don't know anything. I don't know anything at all. What? Because God is so massive. He's so beautiful. He's so holy. He's so perfect. We can't even get a glimpse of how beautiful he is. He's so magnificent. And that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to teach us who he is. This whole paragraph here, I don't want to lose one soul, he says. Volume 36, 7-11, 1938. My good daughter, you must know that divine power of each act done in my divine will is such that it operates a way to heaven for oneself and for others to follow. Therefore, every act is a way that leads to heaven. As you do your acts and rounds in the divine will, the face of the earth is changing. Your family is changing. Don't give up. Keep on focused on this gift, and you're going to be very, very delightedly. You're going to be delighted to the surprise what God is going to give you. Everything leads to heaven in the divine will. All these ways coming down from heaven braid the earth as they spread everywhere and become the safe paths, the safe guides for anyone who wants to enter. Do you want to enter? You want your family to enter? Live it for them. They guide the soul up to the womb of her creator. See then what an act of my divine will can do. It is one more way that opens between heaven and earth. How beautiful it is living in my divine will. Cut that out. Put that on your bathroom mirror. Jesus said this. How beautiful it is living in my divine will. The act that is not only a way, but as the soul is about to do it, the divine breath, the Ruah of God, descends into it, blowing and fills all creation with its omnipotent breath. Everyone feels the refreshment. Everyone feels the love. Everyone feels the power of this creative breath. It's of God. And has the power to enclose everyone and everything, embalming with his divine and celestial air, my divine operating will within ourselves as much as in the souls. It makes wonders to the extent that it, the divine will, can say, I am a divine act. I can do anything. We participate in that. God says that. And he asks us to participate. Jesus says, be perfected as my heavenly Father is perfect. This is what God is waiting for. All right, he's waiting. Do you believe that this is what I want for you? If you believe it, it's yours. If you don't believe it, I can't give it to you. It's very easy. It's very simple. I read this and I say, I can't find anything anywhere that's as beautiful as this. Nothing is as beautiful as the Book of Heaven. Nothing is. It makes sacred scriptures come alive. It makes your breviary come alive. It makes what the saints have taught us come alive. What the divine will is God speaking to us, not a saint, not a good person, not an inspiration. Wait till you see what God has planned. This is really spectacular. Volume 36, 8, 6, 1938. We, Triune God, feel the need. Now, every time I hear feel the need, I think of speed. For some strange reason, I don't know why. God doesn't think like it. We feel the need to tell the souls how much and how many ways we love the soul. That's God. And we feel the need for speed. I mean, how pathetic. And in order to be loved, the soul forms refreshment for our divine love. As the soul loves us, though she is small, the soul gives us a heaven of love. And with repeated acts of love, we, Triune God, feel as though studded by many stars that pour on us love, love, love. Now you must know, this is a command from Jesus Christ, that as the soul does her acts in my divine will, many suns, S-U-N-S, arise. And since one act in my divine will is so great that it cannot be without doing good to everyone, these rising suns run in the middle of the peoples, bringing to some the kiss of light. This is what's happening to your family. To others, the gift of strength, kiss of light, the kiss of strength. To some, they put darkness to flight. To some, they prepare the divine way. To some others, they call to good with the voices of the source of light. As you do your acts around the divine will, your family is changing. I guarantee you. The world is changing. I guarantee. How do I know? Wait till you see what God's got planned. The one who lives in our divine will does everything. Why? God is doing it in us. We're sharing in his divinity. She embraces everyone and gives us everything, gives us, Triune God, everything. And if we want love, the soul living in our divine will gives us love. If we want glory, the soul living in the divine will gives us glory. If we want to speak, we have one who listens. Hopefully that's us. Why do we read the 36 volumes? To listen to Jesus. He wants to speak to us. He's the word of God. He wants this done. He loves us so much. If we want to do great works, we have the soul in whom to do them. Who shall give to us in return? Give back to God what he's given to us. He breathes this divine, I love you. We breathe back to God the divine, I love you. We let Jesus do it in us. We're giving him permission to reign in us. He wants to not just be a personal friend of ours. He wants to be intimately close with us, breathing in our breathing, beating in our heart beating, doing everything for the love of God. This is why I, God, want you always, always, always in our divine will. Never leave the divine will. Cut that out, place that on your mirror. This is what God has planned. Volume 36, 12/5/1938. What happiness. And again, Jesus says, I want to give you my joy that your joy may be complete. What happiness, my daughter, to be able to form ourselves, to have someone who knows us and loves us, to possess our royal palace within the soul. That's what Jesus is saying. If we want this gift, my happiness, my daughter, to be able to form ourselves in the soul, to have someone who knows us, someone who loves us as we know and love ourselves, to possess our royal palace within that soul. That's what you're going to learn as you read the Book of Heaven. You're not going to find it in any other books. Jesus says this is the only book that will transform a soul. He has great plans, great, great plans. We're in them. He has predestined us to live at this time when all the heresies of the church are coming against the church. Every heresy that ever happened is now hitting the church again. And what God is asking of us is to begin to live this abundant life. This is a glorious time to be alive. The early church had to fight lions. we have to fight people who give us the, you know, what is it? The raspberry. That's, you know, it's no big deal. It's, We have the peace, the joy, the happiness of Christ within us as we study, as we listen to Jesus. It's what a great, great way to live. What a wonderful, magnificent way God has given us. Okay, so further. Okay, yeah, further, there is the great good that the creature shall receive. Now, it's not only to know God, to love God, and to possess God. See, the saints were to know, love, and to serve God. We are called to the divine will to know, love, and possess God. Mutual possession. God possessing us, us possessing God. Why? That's why he created us, to be in his image and likeness, to be one with him, fused with him in his most holy divine will. Further, there is the great good that the creature shall receive. Listen to this. Her little sanctity shall remain in our divine sanctity. Her little love shall remain in our divine love. Her little goodness and beauty within our divine goodness, our divine beauty. Do you believe that? He says it all through 36 volumes. I mean, this is what he's calling us to. He says, let go of everything, even holy things, to embrace the divine. Begin to live a life of peace, joy, and happiness. No worries, no fears, no anxieties, no complaints, no negativities, no sin. And that's why the study of the divine will is everything. It's everything. It's not a devotion. It's not a holy devotion. It's to begin to live a life that Jesus gave to Luisa Picaretta. It's to begin to live a life. Can you imagine the saints being alive today, like Saint Francis or, Saint Thomas Aquinas, what they would be doing to read this? If they could, they would fight over this if they could. This is the gift of gifts. This is the prodigy of prodigies. It's not about doing the will of God, but living in the will of God. That's what our God is asking of us. So Jesus says, basically, in the same way. Okay, in the same way, if the soul does a holy act in the divine will, if you do this, a holy act, receiving Holy Communion. I want to receive Holy Communion, Jesus, as you received Holy Communion in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, as if all mankind were receiving Holy Communion worthily. If the soul does a holy act, that's just one thing that you can do that Jesus taught Luisa. She shall have our divine sanctity in her power. If she loves, she shall love us with our divine love and so forth. Everything. Why? Because Jesus is doing it in us. Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. They're doing it in us. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Come, divine will, breathe in my breathing. You're saying to Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. I want you to teach me how to live this life. What do you see when you look at the trees? What do you see when you look at the clouds? How did you pray? See, we've learned the prayers of the saints. And now Jesus is saying, and Our Lady said this to Luisa too, I'm going to teach you a new and powerful prayers. New and powerful prayers. You know, I pray the prayers of St. Gertrude. I pray the prayers of St. Ignatius. What's new? They're from Jesus. They're from Mary, the way they prayed on earth. It's the way Adam prayed before the fall. Again, what's coming is going to be spectacular. No eye has seen, no ear has heard. This is what God has got planned. All her acts shall rise from within our divine acts. So the soul shall love us, triune God, always. And we, triune God, shall feel always loved by that soul from the beginning of time to the end of time. See, we're not talking about time and space. There's no time or space in the divine will. The soul shall grow more and more in divine sanctity, divine goodness, divine beauty for all eternity. There's no end to this. With this, she shall acquire ever new knowledge of the love of her God. Ever new. Like I said, every microsecond, it's going to be brand new. It's going to be filled with divine love, divine light, divine light, love, and life. It's a whole new beginning each moment in the divine will. When you read the divine will the 100th time, it's going to be brand new. I think Peter was talking about that. The deacon were talking about that earlier. It's brand new, as if you've never read it. Why? God has expanded our capacity to enter into that word of God. And as you enter into it, it becomes more, he says, okay, you've learned this. Now I'm going to show you. This goes on for all eternity. 100 million years from now, I told this, as you read, God's going to show you more. As you enter into this life, it's expanding for eternally, never ending. We will never understand God. St. Thomas says we'll be in the eternal awe of God, like, awe for all eternity. He's so beautiful. He's so holy. He's so perfect. He's so loving. And he's asking us to participate in this. Okay, so the soul shall feel it palpitating in her acts. I mean, the divine life of God, you're going to participate in. Again, the saints did the will of God. Louisa was taught how to live in the will of God. It's vastly different. My divine will shall reveal to the soul ever new things about our divine being. It's for all eternity. To make the soul appreciate more our divine life that she possesses. This is the soul possesses. The knowledge shall make new divine love arise, never before seen, unheard of prodigies, by communicating more truths about our divine beauty. Wow. It shall not stop telling the soul new divine things, as though feeding her with what we are. That's the book of heaven. The book of heaven is the first bread. As you eat this, you become more desirous of God. You fall more in love with Jesus. You fall more in love with the Blessed Mother. You fall more in love with Louisa. Who is this newborn that God Almighty has given this gift of gifts to? Why her? Why this little newborn who did nothing? She did nothing. But she lived in the divine will. That's what God gave her. She is an amazing soul. Jesus says very, very clearly. Our beauty. Okay. Okay. The happy creature shall feel as though caught in the net of love. Investing our light by the enchantment of our divine beauty. See, you get tangled in this and you never can leave. You never can leave. God doesn't want you to leave. And we shall be so enraptured by her love that we shall take refuge within the soul to love and release our love. We shall embellish her so much that we shall let ourselves be conquered by such a rare beauty. No human has done this yet. Our Lady did it. She's the Mother of God. Theotokos. She lived in the divine will. Jesus did it. He's the Son of God. Adam did it before the fall. This rare beauty is Louisa. This is a title that Jesus gave to Louisa. This rare beauty. Do we understand who this rare beauty is? Do we have any idea? My daughter, this good is so great that I, God, vividly feel our life palpitating in Louisa, so much so that we no longer need any words in order to make ourselves understood. Our divine breath, the Ruach of God in hers, is word that invests the whole human being, turning it into our word, image, and likeness. God breathes into Louisa. He doesn't have to say anything. Who is this Louisa Picaretta? It speaks in the mind of Louisa. It works in the steps. It works in the steps of Louisa. The divine virtue of our creative word invests Louisa in such a way as to be felt inside the most intimate fibers of her heart. That's what God wants with us. I, God, turn the creature into my very word. My word becomes her nature, image and likeness of God. This is what God is offering to us. It's not difficult to understand. All he says is, here's the book of heaven. And Jesus says, if you have the book of heaven, I have given it to you. Doesn't matter who gave it to you. Doesn't matter if you bought it. Jesus says, I planned from the beginning of time that you would have this book that I dictated to Louisa so that you can be one with Louisa in this new way, if you want to say, of living. Our Lady said it. Time has now come to an end. It's a new way of beginning to live, but it's really not new at all. It's the oldest way that God gave to Adam. It's the way of Jesus. It's the life of Jesus. It's the life of Mary. Everything's wrapping up. You know, hang on to your hats. It's going to be glorious. It's going to be glorious. For Louisa, the one who lives in my divine will, I am the Word. In the breathing, I am the Word. In the motion, I am the Word. In the intelligence, I am the Word. In the glance, I am the Word. In everything, to the extent, while feeling fused, that's what we pray for, fused in the divine will, fused in the fiat of God, and soaked inside my Word. This is reading, studying, and putting into practice the truths of Louisa, given to Louisa. Soaked inside my Word, Jesus says, not having heard the sound of my voice, she is surprised and says, I feel as if my nature has changed into his word. I do not know when he spoke to me. That's what's happening. As you read, everything changes for you. You begin to understand things in a way that you're just reading. He's changing you. The word of God is changing you. And he needs you to understand he has this plan from the beginning of time. He planned that we would have this. He knows what you're going to read. It's planned. He knows when you're going to read. It's planned. So what we want is we want to say to Jesus, I want to learn everything that you taught Louisa Picaretta. I want to read every word that you taught Louisa Picaretta. I want to know it so well that it's in my memory. I want this gift. More than anything, you've got to talk to Jesus about it. It's his gift. It's his life. He wants you to possess it, and he wants to hear from you whether or not you want it or not. And this is such a great time. So Jesus says this, there is such a union and transformation that those who live in our divine will, hopefully that's us, and we triune God, ourselves understand each other without talking. And you're gonna begin to experience this. This is the fun part, because it begins to happen all the time. I've done this, I don't know, I look at the phone and the phone rings. I just, all of a sudden, you know, I just look at the phone, ring, and you go, I wonder who it is. It's like the Lord He's doing things that make you laugh. I mean, he plays games with you all day. He's a good father. He plays games with you all day. And say, for example, you have to be somewhere and there's an accident and you can't get to the place. God didn't want you to go. And there's nothing to worry about. There's nothing to fear. There's nothing to be anxious about. It's all fiat. Whatever you have to do in the divine will, it's already planned. It is and it isn't, because if you don't live in the divine will, it's misery. But when you're in the divine will, it's really a lot of fun. I mean, it's just, God is just, he's just, we understand each other without talking. We speak without words. This is the greatest gift that we triune God can give to the soul, to speak with the breath, to speak with emotion. The soul is so identified with us that we use the same manners with her that we use with ourselves. You can't believe what's coming. This is so, so wonderful. Even though our divine being is all word and voice, when we do not want, we let no one hear us. Therefore, Be attentive and let my divine will guide you in everything. Read, study, put this into practice. Watch what God's going to teach you. Watch what God's going to show you. Have fun with our Savior. He, like he said to Louisa, I can't find anybody that wants this. Louisa said, I don't know whether I should spend time, you know, adoring you or writing down what you told me. And he says, Louisa, I got people adoring me. I don't have anybody writing this down. Would you do this? It's the same thing for us. Don't use this as an excuse not to adore Jesus, but read. Your family's not reading it. Your loved ones aren't reading it. Your neighbors aren't reading it. Your coworkers aren't reading it. Your parishioners aren't reading it. This is going to change the face of the earth. Well, how do I know it? Jesus says it. It's going to happen. Great miracles are right around the corner too. If you have a relic of Louisa, hang on to that relic. Use it all the time. She is, you know, we had one miracle for John Paul II. There'll be thousands, minimal, of miracles that are going to come through Louisa. Why? Jesus wants to know who this little one is. He wants us to know something has changed. Something is different. And it has to happen. It's going to happen. So we'll end there with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and have a great week.